Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sure.
Slipping a sable
not
under
sure,
the
Mr.
tree.
Claus.
I'm not sure, Mrs. Claus. You're looking gorgeous as ever.
We have taken a trip down from the North Pole today.
We have. We have
to
we
make an appearance. Make an appearance on the podcast. The elves are working hard up there.
Absolutely.
The reindeers are up there too.
Absolutely.
We just used a couple. We just used
Absolutely.
A Prancer and Dancer to bring
Absolutely.
Us down here for the day.
If you're an audio listener... Well, it is the Santa Claus
speaking. There's a sight to behold.
Right now, there, it is the Santa Claus.
This is Kris Kringle and Mrs. Kris Kringle.
Oh, are they Kris Kringle?
Mm.
Uh-huh. So mm-hmm. we are the saint, right? The saint of Christmas saint?
Just Mr. and Mrs. Claus, really.
Who was... Oh, we won't get into that.
Well,
we're feeling festive. Christmas is in 5 days.
This is our
bitches.
Official Christmas episode
yes.
that we're bringing to you. So Merry Christmas
Cheer
to all
to
our
all
girls' bathroom
and Merry
listeners.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
I can't stop saying,
Santa baby, slip
and moving the under the tree.
So this is our most festive... We've left the Grinch behind.
Yes.
And we're now really embodying Mr. and Mrs. Claus. I'm
yes.
here with my lovely husband.
And
taking a break from all his hard work.
Do you think Santa exists?
Yes.
Same. He is he.
He
I
is he.
He
is my
here.
Husband.
Absolutely.
I believe.
And thank you for all your support this Christmas season. I couldn't have done it without you, my
I'm
sturdy,
always here to support you.
My sturdy wife.
I'm your rock.
It's been, you know, because how old am I? 3,000 years old.
Mm, it's been a long time. We've a long marriage we've had.
A long marriage. And this is a very wiry beard.
Mm.
You know, you've seen me at my best. You've seen me at my worst.
I think you're aging like fine wine.
Thank you, gorgeous.
So Merry Christmas, everybody. This is our special Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Michael Mr. Bublé.
Mr. Bublé.
Mr. Bublé.
Are you ready to sing a little Jingle Bells? I was trying to master like a deep voice.
Santa. But it doesn't really. Oh, I've got the yawning.
Oh, in true Santa style. She's old. He's old. He's been through. He's had a long journey to get here.
I had a couple of mince pies. And I tried to eat my spinach cheese roll.
Mm-hmm.
Got it right in my beard.
Mm.
So now
all the crumbles.
Now I understand men with beards. It's difficult.
It's a hard life.
Because usually I wouldn't second guess, you know, a pastry roll like that. But
falling
no,
on your face,
falling into your facial hair, you know, and then walking
and
around
trapped
and getting trapped. Yes, because then I was like, oh shit,
couldn't
Picking. Get it out. So kudos to bearded men. I think
Shout
they're doing
out to
a great
you guys.
Job. As long as it's a, you know, if I now have more appreciation for a trimmed, you know, neat looking beard,
well kept,
yes.
Clean.
I struggle to keep mine
moisturized,
you know,
hydrated.
Yeah, like a sharp, you know, yeah. Mm. If it's soft to the touch,
mm.
you know, because this is.
Need some beard oil in that.
Need
don't
some
you?
Beard oil.
But a conditioning treatment.
Beard shampoo.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right. Question of the week this week.
Cue the Christmas music.
Jingle bells, sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Okay, guys, it's Christmas time.
Woo-hoo!
Let's do our Christmas episode.
Let's
so,
do this.
Question of the week
jingle, jingle.
Is tell us your family's weirdest Christmas traditions.
Okay.
Let's dive in.
Right, do you have any weird Christmas traditions?
Curry for Christmas dinner.
Oh, delicious. Okay. Wow,
spag bol for Christmas.
Okay.
KFC on Christmas Eve.
Delicious.
Love that.
Delicious. That is yummy.
My parents surprise me and my brother with a day out every Christmas Eve, even in our 20s.
Well, I know there's a lot of families who their tradition is going to the cinema on Boxing Day.
Yes, going to the theatre.
Yeah, because a lot of films... going to the theatre. A lot of films are released on Boxing Day. Did you know that? Because when I was in the cinema last night, it said 26th yes. of December. I thought, oh.
Because wasn't The Greatest Showman released on Boxing Day?
It must be a big day for films.
Getting obliterated in Wetherspoons before a pantomime on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that is lovely.
Christmas dinner at Toby Carvery. Oh, honestly, that's a big slay.
See,
that.
I thought Toby Carvery was available on Deliveroo because I saw it on a couple people's stories.
Yes,
I saw Molly May ordered a Toby Carvery Deliveroo. I still can't find it on my Deliveroo.
I thought it was just a Nottingham novelty.
Sophia thought Toby Carvery was a Nottingham independent,
just to know, independent.
Which she thought was an independent restaurant. Sophia didn't know there was
local.
She didn't realize there was Toby Carvery's across the whole of the UK.
Didn't know that. Yeah,
UK,
that was news
Ireland.
To me. Money in the Christmas pudding.
And who gets to keep it though? Is there not a fight?
Don't know. We have onion rings with Christmas dinner.
That actually sounds nice.
Beer pong with the entire family. We don't actually make a Christmas dinner. We just have loads of picky bits all day.
Oh,
quite like that, actually.
I like that. Because that's like less commitment, low commitment.
Yeah.
You know, you can enjoy the cheese.
Yeah. We don't have Yorkshire puddings with our Christmas dinner.
We go out
for an Indian. Lots of people having a curry on Christmas Day. Going out for an Indian.
Well, did I tell
you
guys?
I never would have thought that.
About the Balti pie I had.
No, I don't think you have. You told me
a couple
times.
I went for a roast dinner and the veggie option was a Balti pie. And it was, you know, Indian spices with gravy. And listen, I wasn't mad at it.
Just not what you would
expect for your Sunday roast pie.
No, it
was a pie, you know, with chickpeas and, you know, spices and gravy and a roast and a Yorkshire pudding.
Oh,
and it was pleasant.
God, this sounds like hell on earth. 5K run at the Christmas morning at 9 a.m. Oh, guys, you are a different breed.
I do not
approve. I could not think of anything worse.
Listen, as a family, if Angie...
I mean, it's very wholesome. I love the family activity and I get that you feel good, but it's Christmas Day, guys.
Listen, honestly, I bet they're a beautiful, looking, you know, well-rounded family.
Oh, I bet it's fantastic.
And listen, that's the best thing for your health.
Opening presents after dinner. Ooh.
Physically could not wait.
I am aware of some families that they can't open presents till the afternoon.
I'm sorry.
It's an evening thing. It's not a morning thing. That's crazy.
How on earth is it an evening? So, like, how?
Don't know.
How? But how can you resist them all day like that?
Don't know. Just looking at staring at them.
Yeah, just staring
under the tree.
I'd be sniffing
trying to figure
them
out what shape boxes you've
I'd
got.
I'd be picking them up,
shaking them. Tell me about it.
Ooh, what could it be?
Ham, mash, and beans on Boxing Day.
Ham.
That sounds pretty
like
good.
Like a gammon.
Yeah. When we were younger, we were only allowed stocking presents before Christmas dinner and the main presents after.
Oh, okay. I have heard that before.
Okay. We get chicken burgers every Christmas Eve.
Yummy.
Our Christmas tree is just a stick branch with lights on it. We call it the stick tree.
Oh, I love a stick tree.
Sleigh bells. We don't decorate until the 23rd or 24th.
What on earth? But how are you in the spirit?
Harry Potter marathon every year. Yeah, that's a classic.
That comes out.
Chinese takeaway on Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Delicious.
That's my family do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, the ovens, everything's all ready for Christmas dinner tomorrow. We can't touch the kitchen.
You can't
Let's
be
just
cooking
get a takeaway.
On Christmas Eve. It is definitely a takeaway night.
It is, isn't
or
it?
Or it's just cereal, or it's just beans on toast.
Gosh, swimming in the North Sea on Christmas Day.
North Sea?
Wow,
well,
okay.
That would take your breath away, won't it?
That would shake the cobwebs off for sure, wouldn't it?
Well, shake the cobwebs off you, absolutely, Mrs. Claus. Never heard that saying before.
What, shake the cobwebs off?
Never heard
that. Oh,
my
mum says that. Blow the cobwebs off, get outside, blow
really?
The cobwebs off. Yeah.
I have never heard
God, that'll
that.
Blow the cobwebs right
no,
off,
that'll
won't it?
Take the cobwebs right off your, right off your shoulders.
Yeah. Shit. Like it wakes you up.
Never heard that before.
Blackout drinking. Absolutely. Yeah.
Is that on Christmas Day then,
I
my
think
friends?
So, yeah. Okay. That's got to be done sometimes.
Yeah.
All getting haircuts on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
That's quite
that.
Sweet.
A little
looking
trim.
Smart for the day.
A little trim.
Oh, we always let the dog open a present first.
Oh.
That's really
we had a dog
sweet.
In, we had a dog in here today.
A lot of people
Maggie.
Saying a Christmas Day skinny dip.
Fucking hell, where do you guys live?
Living at the coast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going
we're
in
the
sea.
We've only got the Thames.
Yeah, we've only got the River Thames.
What have we got in Nottingham? The Trent.
The Trent, the River Trent.
Yeah, the River Trent, that'll kill you.
That'll kill you, that will.
You can't get in the Trent.
A lot of undercurrent there.
Yeah.
It'll whisk you right
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it will whisk you right away.
Well, okay, what else have we got here? Espresso martinis for breakfast.
Fucking
wow.
Hell, love
okay.
It. I mean, you know, my breakfast of choice on Christmas Day is a couple of chocolates.
Couple of chocolates for me.
Couple of chocolates.
Maybe some eggs on toast, but always chocolates first.
But mum might put like a baked croissant.
Fucking
you know, like
hell,
the
Meadow Hall shopping, 8 a.m. Boxing
Fuck
Day.
Fuck off.
Yeah, Christmas sales. Christmas
Meadow
sales.
Hall, 8 a.m. Fucking hell.
I haven't been to Meadow Hall in a long time.
Oh, Meadow Hall is a great shopping
Oh,
destination.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Every year we have a theme for our Christmas, e.g. Hollywood, 1940s,
cool
murder
blimey.
Mystery. Oh, I like that.
Well, so you're all dressing up. It's Hollywood
yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
It's
Hollywood
2023,
theme.
Guys. It's Hollywood. Like, that's
murder
Gala.
Mystery.
You got to dress up.
I like wow. That a lot. That
I mean,
sounds really fun.
I mean, this would be the perfect get up for Christmas, I guess, for Christmas Day.
You should go into the local shopping malls.
We were saying
people
children
would charge
£10
for a picture on your knee.
Families would pay a lot of money for a picture with me.
They would.
You know,
picture
so
with my husband.
I should get out there and earn the money back off the money we've spent on the costumes.
Absolutely.
And the prosthetics.
On the makeup
Make
artists.
Myself worthwhile.
Garlic bread and prawns for a Christmas Day dinner starter.
And prawns. Garlic bread and prawns. I do like a prawn. Wait, sorry.
Prawn
was,
cocktail so, is a starter in my home sometimes.
What, on Christmas Day?
Garlic bread and prawns for Christmas Day dinner starter always.
Oh, mum, get the prawns out. I do love a prawn.
Prawn cocktail is my house sometimes.
I love a prawn cock.
We have an upside down Christmas tree.
Oh, that's fun
that
and creative.
Fun.
Your family sounds fun and quirky.
We've got arguing.
One of our good friends. Says
Can't wait to have a massive argument on Christmas Day.
What are you doing on Christmas? You're going to have a nice Christmas. Oh, I'm just going to start an argument on Christmas Day. That's
it's
lovely.
Been brewed for a while.
I'm saving it for Christmas Day. What big Christmas Day blow up. All right. Lovely.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
You have fun. God, not opening presents till 6 p.m.
No, I'm sorry. If my mother...
That's cruel.
If my mother implemented that rule, I'd say, go fuck off.
Sniffing the party popper.
Whoa, okay, crazy kids.
Whoa.
Okay,
we see how it is in your house. Okay. A lot of people curry for Christmas Day. Yeah.
Delicious.
Love
Wait,
it.
So are the takeaways open on Christmas Day?
They must be,
yeah,
mustn't they?
Yeah, big day.
Yeah, big day. 25th. Biggest day of our year, that's for sure.
Biggest day of our year. Yes, it is, Mrs. Claus. Absolutely, it's a big day.
All right. Well, we've got some Christmas themed dilemma this week. So thank you for sharing your family traditions with us.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Should we have some Christmas dilemmas?
Yes,
because
please.
This season can come with a lot of questions,
it
can't
it? There's a lot of politics around Christmas Day.
There can be a lot of politics.
When you're in a relationship.
Who are we spending the day with?
Know,
what are we doing?
Because you know what I can't be arsed with when I grow up? When I'm not a teen girl anymore.
When I'm not an 18-year-old.
Yeah, oh God, when I'm not an 18-year-old. You know, I saw a really funny TikTok last night and it was like, I'm 27 years old, I'm still scared of teen pregnancy. Made me laugh out loud.
So true.
I'm just a teen. What was we saying, sorry?
What you're scared of. What are you scared of? You said you were scared of something when you grew up.
Oh, yeah, when I have a family of my own. Cor blime.
Hosting Christmas.
Well, I'm not scared of hosting Christmas, but if there's any politics with his family,
in-laws.
You know, if anyone's got a problem with my Christmas Day at my house, then there's going to be a right old problem.
We all got food poisoning now.
We ain't going back to Mrs. Ollo. Excuse
she
you?
She gives us food poisoning.
Well, I ain't coming to your stinky little house either. There we go. We've got a feud
family
with the mother-in-law.
Feuds. Family feuds.
Or like, you know.
Oh, God. I can see you being very territorial.
Really?
Yeah.
What, over my home?
Over your kids. And if they want to go and have Christmas with their boyfriends and girlfriends.
Oh, what? I was saying, no, absolutely.
I can see you
fucking,
be absolutely
no,
raging.
No, I'd be welcoming to any boyfriend or girlfriend who would like to come into my
Yeah, but if
my
they
home.
Want to go.
Oh, I'd say... Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be nice. But then they've got to live their lives.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you,
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, so let's start this episode. Let's get these Christmas dilemmas sorted,
yes,
shall we,
please.
Mr. Claus? Classic Christmas dilemma. Diving in.
Here we go.
First off, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you too. Here we go.
Well, we're wishing you old tide brings a Merry Christmas to you too.
So, I have been dating Brian just shy of 4 years now. I love him so much. We barely ever fight. He's the highlight of my life. However, every year when Christmas rolls around, there's always some serious tension in the air.
Sophia.
You'd assume we would just split Christmas evenly. 1 year at his, 1 year at mine. Or, lunch at his, dinner at the others.
Yeah.
But no.
I remember back in the day when I used to see my cousins and they would have girlfriends. They'd do half and half.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought, that's smart.
Morning there, yeah. Evening there.
And they'd be like, okay, we've got a dash, but nice to see you on Christmas Day.
Yes.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Everyone's
Seems very
happy.
Simple. For the last 3 years, we have done Christmas at his.
For 3 years. Okay, so it's my time now.
I took him to my family's Christmas breakfast once
nice.
A couple years ago, and I've never heard the end of it from his mother. Sorry, Jinsia just looks absolutely unrecognizable.
Wait, so I've been at your Christmas for 3 years in a row.
And she's got an attitude about missing one breakfast.
You want to talk about those pancakes my own mother made me?
They are so amazing until Christmas rolls around. It's their way or the highway. I, of course, love them to bits and want to spend time with them on Christmas. However, I also love my family and have previously received texts from my mum on Christmas evening saying, did you forget about us? And it breaks my heart.
No, I'm sorry, I couldn't do that.
But here's the tricky bit. They make it seem like I'm the problem. They'll tell me I can have dinner and they will take lunch. However, their lunch is at 4 p.m. and goes on till like 7. So not quite the half and half you'd imagine.
It's not quite lunch, is it, Susan?
The whole fucking day. It's hardly lunch, Susan, is it? Let's be honest.
4 p.m. Come on, that's early dinner, Susan. Come on.
I always feel bad even asking to do Christmas at my house as his family is very wealthy compared to mine. And because of that, our Christmas extravaganzas are on a completely different level.
Right.
I don't think money matters in his eyes or mine. However, I always feel internally guilty of taking him away from a three-course feast with all the trimmings some ham and veg. I don't know what to do, but I want the courage to put my foot down and say it's time to spend Christmas at mine with my family. Help, please.
Yeah, because it's not about that.
Listen,
it's about the family time. Christmas is for family time.
You're so true that it should, the fairest thing to do, 1 year at yours, 1 year at mine.
It really
1 year
is.
At yours, 1 year at mine. That is the fairest thing
or,
to do. Babe, we've had 3 Christmases at your house. Come on.
I'll just go to see my wife. I
we'll
see
go
you
our separate ways.
Every day of my life.
Yeah.
I don't need to see you on Christmas Day. It's not that big of a deal. Hon.
There's married couples that still go their separate ways.
Yes.
I'll go to mine. Yes. You go to yours.
And then you have your own Christmas together.
Have your Christmas morning together.
Yeah.
If you live together, wake up, have your Christmas. Then, see ya.
Start your own
tradition.
Make yourself some chocolate chip pancakes,
and then go your separate ways and then come back.
Because you've got to stand up to your boyfriend. You've got to say, no, look, I love your family, nothing against your family,
and I love that they want me there,
but I just want to have these memories with my own family too.
Sue me, Sana.
Yeah, sue me, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, and then,
I think put your foot down and just say...
he doesn't have to come. But then if he doesn't come, it's like, that's...
Come on.
It's double standards then. That's
completely.
Like, that's not fair. That's like, okay, past 3 Christmases, I've been with your fucking family making all these fucking comments, right? And one Christmas...
You can't take one Christmas.
Yeah.
We can go for this Boxing Day, Christmas Eve, but Christmas Day.
Yeah. Come on.
It's nice if you live in the same city though, because you can just split half and half.
Yes.
If you've got parents, well, my parents live in Scotland and his parents live in Cornwall.
then you've got to take it year at a time.
The geography there is
The breadth of the country.
Yeah, graphically, dramatically, impossible. Graphically and dramatically impossible.
Unless you've got Senna sleigh.
Unless you've got my super sleigh,
we can make it around the whole world in just one night.
Yeah,
yeah. I would put your foot down there, and worst case, I think so. You just make your point and say, okay, well, I guess I won't see you then because yeah. I'm going with my family. I've been yeah. at yours for the past 3 years. Yeah. It would mean a lot to me.
Yeah, it would mean a lot to me. And if you care about me, and because otherwise you're going to start to resent him, and then you're not even going to enjoy your Christmas day.
You're going to be miserable at his house.
Exactly.
Just wishing you were at your own house.
And then you just ruined your own Christmas day.
Yeah.
Those sleigh bells ringling, jing, jingle, angling too. Right, well, this one will make your toes curl, Mrs. Claus.
Oh, God, baby, hit me.
Baby, oh.
Santa,
okay.
Baby.
Help, my boyfriend's family friend is in love with him. So.
And he's seeing him at Christmas.
So your boyfriend's, like, childhood, like, friend, who is a female.
Mm-hmm.
Is in love with
That's
him.
The problem with Christmas. People start crawling out the woodworks, don't they? And it's like everyone's back to the hometown. Nights out. People yeah. are meeting up from school.
Yeah, you're seeing your ex-flames. You're going to the places you used to frequent.
Maybe we're all going to church, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. Mm. So, oh God. And we'll be seeing her at Christmas.
Excellent.
How and why? Oh, like, okay, yeah. Right, hey girls. Silent listener here.
Oh, wow.
I absolutely love the podcast and I always listen every week, but I never did I think I'd be a writer in her.
Here she goes.
Shit, you never think you are until you type in the email.
It's always the silent ones.
Yeah.
Until it's, there's only one place for this. Hello at thegirlsbathroom.com.
Right. I've been with my boyfriend for nearly 3 years.
And
a long time. And I couldn't have asked for a better partner.
Slay, he treats literally.
Me like a, I love yeah he treats me like a princess, has so much respect for me. I love the word respect.
Love the word respect. And R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Absolutely. And I genuinely believe we are soulmates. Wow.
Okay. That's all good incredible. News then.
However,
always
when we first got together and I visited his parents for the first time. And during that time, I also met his family friends.
Okay. You met the clan.
So when we first got together, okay, so you're meeting the clan, you're meeting all the family friends, la, la, la. Fa-la, la, 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 should say.
Fa-la, la, 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 la.
Before we got there, oh, okay, so on the journey over there, Sophia in the car.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just before we got there, he made me aware.
Oh, by the way, tiny detail.
By the way, before we meet Susie, listen to this. So before we got there, he made me aware that he did once go on. Did once go on a few dates with the daughter of said family.
Oh, God.
A few dates. Okay, so also, he's also underplayed that massively.
Yes.
Hasn't it? Oh, it was just a few dates. Was it? Okay, it was about 10 dates and it was like about 6 sleepovers. Right?
So this was on the way to meeting
them. And it
was
snuggling.
So this all happened a few years ago.
Yeah, and yeah, it was yeah, snuggling yeah. around the dinner table with all the families.
And kissing under the mistletoe.
Yeah. Gotta
just say it how it was, Brian. Say it how it was.
Right.
Okay. So he's letting you know on the way over, by the way, there is one girl here that
yeah,
I have had
a
few dates
to
with.
Just, you know, okay, throw
well, look,
you off.
I appreciate the heads up, but I would have preferred the heads up not on the way. Because now I'm in a bad mood and I've got to meet your family.
Yeah, like you've thrown a spanner in the works and now I'm thrown off. You know, I'm meeting everyone for the first time and an ex of yours.
It's a lot to
now.
Yeah,
I'm questioning. Okay, why has he never, you know, mentioned this before? Now I'm thrown off and I'm not my 100%
best self
now, am I? Okay, so by the way, oh, I did go on a few dates with a daughter. Right, brilliant.
Excellent.
I asked if it was serious. And he said it was a stupid thing he did in the first lockdown.
Okay.
And he broke it off.
Well, you
with
should
her.
Have been isolating, shouldn't you?
Yep. Absolutely. And he broke it off with her pretty quickly, which she wasn't happy about.
Okay.
Brilliant. Okay.
I mean, so look, these guys are family friends. I'm assuming they possibly could have even grown up.
Yes.
Together-ish. If the families have always yes. kind of been friendly. And then they've both reached that age and it's like, oh, we should date.
Yes. Because obviously the mothers always hint it.
Mm, the you mothers two would be a great looking couple. Well, you know, Danny is single. You know, he could be quite a nice man. He's a lovely boy.
You two are such a good looking couple. Mm.
Okay, ooh, okay, you'd have okay, such okay. Cute okay.
Kids. Right.
So they had a little fling.
Yes. I also didn't think it would be too much of a big deal, as I also got with a friend in lockdown. So I understand how it can happen.
Everyone was bored.
Yeah. He also told me that she just got engaged to some guy. Oh.
Oh.
So didn't think any feelings would be there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. She's moved on. Time has changed.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, yeah I'd be feeling a bit fine about that.
Yeah.
Of course, I was happy he told me and again, wasn't too worried. She seemed like a nice girl and I was polite to her and made an effort to make her feel included and accepted by me as lovely. I didn't want any bad vibes and awkwardness.
Gorgeous.
Fast forward to nearly 2 years later.
Oh, no.
So that was 2 years ago. Yeah, when you first met the family, obviously. So that was way back 2 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got that the first time you said it.
Okay, I was just making sure, Mrs. Claus. We're happier than ever. And my boyfriend comes home to tell me that she texted him out of the blue. Saying she's broke things off with her fiancé. And that my boyfriend was the perfect guy for her and the one she was actually in love with.
How dare you?
God, how dare you be in love with my boyfriend?
How dare you?
Shit. Oh no, but that's
kind of... Can't text my boyfriend and tell him you've always been in love and you've broke off an engagement because you want to be with him. She's hello?
She's wanting her Anne Hathaway fairy tale from that film. From Friends to Lovers.
One day.
Yeah. From Friends to Lovers. She's thinking, I just need to tell him he loves me too.
She wants her Love Rosie moment.
Love Rosie, there we go. Wrong film. Because we don't want to end up like Anne.
She texts your boyfriend saying, I've left my fiance.
Shit.
I think you're the perfect guy for me.
Shit.
I've always felt something with you.
Shit. Yeah. You're the perfect guy for me and I've broke off my engagement. I couldn't help it any longer.
Oh my God.
Apparently, she just got engaged because she was in love with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And found out by his parents, he was head over heels in love with me. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, so
what does that mean?
Her boyfriend's parents,
yeah,
told like the family friends, oh, he's head over heels in love with this one, Sarah. That's got back to the girl. So she's thought, well, I best move on with my life. I may as well get engaged to this guy because the guy that I loved head over heels with his new girlfriend.
Of course, yeah. So just forced her to be like, right, I need to get engaged.
Yeah.
And with the wrong guy. Oh, shit. As you can imagine, I was nearly sick in my mouth.
Oh, my God. I'd be vomiting.
I'd be vomiting
out the window.
That would bring your breakfast back up, that's for sure. I've now met this girl like 5 times at family events. Why is she texting my boyfriend, who she hasn't been romantic with for over 2 years and has been in a happy relationship and has... Yeah, like, why are you texting a guy who's in a happy relationship with me? That's what she's saying.
Mm.
She also mentioned in this text...
Why is she doing it over text as well?
Gosh, I know.
At least pick up the phone.
She was so upset that he quickly broke things off with her after 4 dates. Okay, so they only had 4 dates.
Okay, she was really head over heels then, wasn't she?
Yeah, and this was his excuse at the time, as he was too busy to be in a relationship and didn't want anything serious. Well, he never took her seriously then, did he? Because that's the classic line from the guys.
That's classic.
Oh, I'm too busy right now.
This is obviously like, she kind of was always maybe like grown up having a bit of a crush on this guy.
Yeah, for sure.
And then they've finally gone on dates.
And she thought, this is it.
And she thought, finally. Yeah. But he thought like, oh, I'm in lockdown. I'm kind of bored. Why not?
He thought pretty quickly, oh, this is not right.
Yeah, shouldn't have done this.
Yeah. And then she's saying, yet he got with me 6 months later after their fling and told all his family he's going to marry me. So
right,
you're not the same. Clearly, he never loved her. He's always loved
you.
Well,
she's probably feeling quite sad that would be hard. Yeah. Like if a guy that you really like dumped you because of, you know, I'm not ready for a girlfriend right now, I'm not ready for a relationship, and then 6 months later is telling people I'm gonna get married, like that would make you sad.
She said her point being, why have you picked her over me? That's sad. That's fucking sad.
Yeah,
because that's like, when
she's struggling, isn't she,
when a relationship ends that you don't want to end.
Yeah,
that's sad. And then they move on and so proclaim they want to marry someone straight away. Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to make you, that's going to knock your self-confidence for sure for a while.
And she also, she was saying, what does she have that I don't? Oh, aww. Not good. Oh, I feel bad for her.
Same.
After this message, my shocked boyfriend did text her politely declining her. Oh. And reminding her that he's happy with me. Okay, I appreciate his honesty. He's being upfront.
Yeah.
You know, he's told you straight away.
That's a good move. There what more can we expect?
There is nothing there between them that for on his side anyway.
No.
Which is good for you. Right? So she's put, but now where the true dilemma starts. Oh, fucking hell, we've got fucking pictures. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, because this is about them seeing at Christmas. I forgot.
So that's the backstory. Now,
okay.
She said, now here's the true dilemma. There's been a few family events since where she hasn't come. Or we haven't, just to avoid awkwardness. Okay, so you're both parties are trying to dodge.
Avoid each other.
Which, fair. Same. I would too. However, my boyfriend told me that her birthday is around Christmas and that her family have invited them around to celebrate. I, of course, have not got an invitation.
Ooh.
So he's been invited to her Christmas to her birthday celebrations.
Yeah, the whole family.
Well, he should just not go. Is that not...
It's kind of sad that you haven't been invited to that.
Well, it's sad, but I know, but it's her birthday.
I know.
But it's like, why? Like, as you two should. Like, you should not
be going,
right? My boyfriend has asked my permission if he can attend. I would just be like, really? I don't know.
Do you want to go
But also,
that?
She's going to make her upset.
Yeah. Do you think that's the best thing to do, Brian?
Do you think that's the right message to be sending to her?
Mm. Think about it, Brian.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you what to do. So if you could just figure it out on your own, that'd be great.
As he's going back home for the holidays during that time, it feels awkward if he makes a point of not going. I know, but also it's a special circumstance.
Potato.
Yeah,
you know.
Like this is very special circumstances. Like, does she want to be seeing the guy she's madly in love with? I wouldn't.
Well, she probably does. Yeah.
Well, she probably does because she wants that.
Because she wants the chance.
She wants
to look gorgeous on her birthday.
Yeah.
And she wants the chance to turn his head.
He said, if I say no, he would completely respect my wishes and not go.
Oh, king.
Yeah, but I feel like he's only saying that because he wants you to go, oh, of course you can go, don't be, you know? Mm-hmm. This is where I need your help, girls. Now we've got bullet points. One.
I love bullet points.
Do I let him go? I fully trust him, but don't like the fact that she'll most likely be drinking.
Yes.
And they haven't seen each other since that text.
Yes.
And I just don't want her to think that she can say something when I'm not there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Two. I'll most likely see her around Christmas. Do I say anything to her or just pretend like I don't know? Fucking hell.
That's a good
question. Any help would be appreciated. And of course, I've attached pictures. Much love.
What was question number one?
Oh my God, two supermodels.
Stop.
Sophia, look at these models in this couple.
Stop. Oh my fucking God, it's Ken and Barbie.
It's literally Ken and Barbie.
Wow.
We've got another one.
Great boobs.
Incredible pair of tits. Oh, look at them. It's Ken and Barbie.
Oh my God. Wow.
Gorgeous. Models.
Models.
Dolce & Gabbana models.
Literally.
In the lagoon.
In the lagoon.
On that boat. What's that ad?
Capri, whatever that ad is.
Gorgeous. He looks very much in
love.
Okay,
so what was question number one? Do you let him go?
So question is, do we let him go to the party? And question two is, do we say anything if we see Susan, if anything?
What's your gut telling you, Mr. Claus?
Well, Mrs. Claus, if it was me, I'm an avoidant.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not make a whisper to her. Would you?
Would you let him go to the party?
Right.
Question number one.
Okay, would I let him go to the party? Listen, I feel like he's shown you
true
his respect and love and
true
everything towards you, right?
True.
And like, if he needs to, you know, at the end of the day, his whole family's going to be there.
I get how he would feel a bit awkward not going because it's like, God, you've got an attitude. Yeah, why aren't you here? It's her birthday.
I know, but then it's like, doesn't everyone know what's happened?
Maybe not.
Surely he told his mum and dad.
Yeah.
And then that would have got whispered back to her parents.
Yeah.
100%. He's not keeping that secret.
Yeah.
That's good gossip.
It is good. That's prime neighborhood gossip.
Yeah, that's prime,
that
like, oh God, mum,
family
guess
gossip.
What? Guess what? Sarah's
that's worth
fucking
a long
in love
phone
with me.
Call. Mm.
She broke it off with Greg. Because of me.
I know.
Yeah.
She broke
like, that's
engagement.
Got around. So I don't
But
think...
then, like, do you want your boyfriend going to a girl's party
Not
who,
really.
Like, she broke off her engagement for him? Like, what she wanted by sending that text message was for him to go,
Me I love too. You. I'll dump my girlfriend. Yeah. Let's be together.
Thank God you feel the same.
Yeah.
Well, I know. That's why I said you could and look I'd at be it like, what? Way.
And now you want to go to a birthday party? Are you joking?
Yeah. I'd be like, because it's the signals. Don't want to send her the wrong signals.
Mm.
You know, it's like, oh my God, he's here.
Yeah.
You know, there's hope for her. And like, I'm also trying to help her heal, right? She
right.
needs to not be seeing this man's face.
It's not going
to
do her any favors.
So like the fact that he actually wants to go is a bit of a red flag, actually.
I think he wants to go to like keep peace.
Within the families.
Which I can understand. But this comes down to at the end of
it's
the day.
Romeo and Juliet.
This is your relationship. This is your relationship, your boundaries. If you're not okay with your boyfriend going to this party, you need to voice that.
Yeah.
And to be fair to him, like he has said, if you don't want me to go, I won't go. Yeah. Like he's being very respectful. We can't fault him,
and
really.
And I think you both know that best is probably not to go. It's probably best not to go. Let's just avoid it. Why are we going to go somewhere?
Don't get me wrong. If you were also going,
it's different.
I think you could go as a couple because you would feel more comfortable. Like, I'm here. I'm kind of overseeing, you know, she can see that I'm here.
Yeah.
Because we don't him want him going on his own. Like I'd be sat there in bed on my own, thinking, "What the hell's going on now? What if she's got drunk and kisses him, and then what am I gonna do?" And
Because listen, if she truly was like over it, over the situation,
she'd have invited you.
So
I think
true.
It's quite telling that you've not also got the invite
because she's still saying, "I'm not open and welcoming to this idea of you two together."
No, I don't want to see you together. No. I can't see you two together.
I think he shouldn't go.
I think you're within your rights to say no.
And I think the whole family is going to literally understand. Like, okay, yeah, of course, yeah. Helen's in love with Brian. It makes so much sense.
But then on the other hand, you guys have been together for years. You're very confident in your relationship.
Yeah.
If he wants to keep the peace.
Yeah, like I don't know what this family, these family dynamics are.
What was question number two?
Question number two is, so if we're going to run into Susan.
Oh, fuck, you know.
What do we do? I'm not saying a whisper.
I am.
Are you? Stay away from my fucking mouth.
No, I'm not going to say
who
it like that.
Who do you think you are? Swiller in her face. You fucking...
Swiller with a mulled wine.
Goes up her nose, in her eyes. No.
What
are you going to say then? What are you going to say? Keep your grubby mitts off my man. Who do you think? Yeah, take it away. Sophia's got a way with words, so she's really going to say something great here.
Yeah, but I'm not quite thinking in my mind.
Right, pretend I'm... Look, Sophia, I want your man. I've just told you, I love your boyfriend. I have done for 3 whole fucking years. Right, and you're running into me. What are you going to say to me?
I think you...
And I've got a smug smile on my face. I'm going... And yeah, what are you going to say?
I just backtrack a sec.
Okay.
I think that you either play... like you're not you haven't even given this a second thought.
Yes,
you're so unaware. You forgot. Oh yeah, I forgot you said that text.
Yeah, that's a good way.
Totally forgot. You're totally oblivious. Oh shit, yeah. Oh god, I think you did mention that. Oh really?
Yeah. If ever, you know, that's cute, isn't it?
Oh, anyway, like you either play it like no attention at all, like you really rise above,
I'm inhaling my beard,
really act so ignorant to this, so like you know, whatever,
just like blasé.
Yeah. Or you pull her to the side.
Mark your territory.
Mark your territory.
Piss on him in front of her. That's what dogs do.
That's what dogs do.
Mark that. You fucking what?
Lay down there, right? And you say.
Yeah.
Can I just have a word, quick word?
Yeah, absolutely. Sarah, you're looking gorgeous tonight.
Merry Christmas.
Should we go into the drawing room and have a little chat?
And then you just say something along the lines of, so I know you sent Brian that message.
Yeah. On the 25th, I
think. A few weeks back. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear about your engagement breaking down.
There you go. That's
sorry
nice.
To hear not with your fiance anymore.
So you start with something nice.
And then you say, Brian did tell me about that message that you sent him about, you know, feelings that you had. And I think it's important that we just talk about it.
Yeah.
Because...
woman to woman.
Yeah, girl to girl.
You know, I'm a girl's girl, and as are you.
We're both girls' girls.
You know, I like to say I'm a girl's girl. So just thought I'd put you to one side, you know, on Christmas Eve. Don't want to ruin your Christmas or anything, but I just thought we should, you know, girl to girl.
I think you're within your rights to say how you feel.
Yeah, you are.
And you could say something along the lines of,
woman.
You know,
woman.
I appreciate that you wanted to speak your truth, mm-hmm. but also, you know, I felt really disrespected. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my boyfriend of 3 years. Mm-hmm. We're in a really happy relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in a happy relationship mm-hmm. because you've heard through the grapevine X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And just say, you know, I felt really offended mm-hmm. and felt really like you were trying to sideswipe me. Mm-hmm. By messaging my boyfriend and telling me that you loved him, what were you hoping the outcome mm-hmm. was going to be? You know, were you hoping that he was going to reciprocate your mm-hmm. feelings and leave me? Like, and I think you just say, like, you could say to her, like, I don't think you handled that well. Ooh. I appreciate you may have been, you know, a bit all over the place because you've broken off with your engagement. But I really didn't mm-hmm. appreciate that. I didn't feel respected in that situation. And yeah. I wanted just to let you know, I appreciate we've moved past it now. And I hope that you have too. But don't try that shit again.
I wish you all the well in the future, and you will find your soulmate, but it's just not my Brian, unfortunately.
He's just around the corner, okay?
You know, I'm actually pregnant. Don't tell anyone, but I'm actually pregnant. Shh.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, have and a then, lovely time know, this festive season.
Have a happy new year, babe. Oh. Okay.
You look gorgeous.
See you soon.
You
love that dress, by the way.
Wipe those tears away. You look yeah. gorgeous.
If you wanted to, if that would make you feel better, I think you're within yeah. your rights.
Just some kind words, just letting her know, look, I know.
Yeah.
And
I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah. And like, you know, I love my man.
Didn't make me feel good.
Yeah. Or as Sophia said earlier,
you don't entertain it because you know your guy is obsessed with you. He sounds like a king. Mm. You don't need to give this any more energy. Mm. You don't need to play into it
and
if you don't want to.
It's just like, it's stressing you out.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have to be thinking about this. Like, it's stressing you out. It's not fun, you know?
But I would be quite inclined to, like, let her know that I know.
Yeah.
Don't think I don't know. Yeah. Don't think he
obviously,
didn't
tell
me and kept this a secret.
Because then you think that, yeah,
you've got one
there's
up.
A chance. That's, well, yeah, that exactly. Because that makes me think that she thinks you don't know.
Yeah.
Just inviting him.
Yeah.
It's giving ulterior motives. Mm. So I think he should not be attending the birthday bash.
And maybe you should be having a little conversation.
Yeah. And if you see her, listen, there might even be
whispers.
People be talking about it.
People love a gossip. Listen, everyone's going to be drinking.
Yes. Like, if
it's the perfect time for a Christmas argument.
You know, my mum would be straight up in people's ears about it. Fucking
well, you never
hell.
Guess what. And actually,
yes. And then, you know, something's going to have to be said. Mm. So.
Good luck.
But bonne chance. That's.
Bonne chance,
yes,
truly.
As the French would
Père
say.
Noël.
Oh yeah, Ben.
Oh gosh, sorry.
There's a Père Noël is here. The ghost of Père Noël.
The ghost of Christmas past.
The ghost and ghouls of Christmas past.
Okay, guys, it's that time in the episode where we are playing a little game with our friends at Bumble.
Sexy or so sorry,
sexy
not for
sus.
Me. Okay, so Soph, let's picture this.
Hit me.
Your new boyfriend. You're madly in love. However, you've slowly started to realise that his palate is not as developed as yours.
Ah, okay.
I.e.
What
are
we, how underdeveloped are we talking?
We're talking nuggets every day. Okay. And you're thinking, surely not, it's Christmas Day. Surely he's going to enjoy that.
Surely not on the 25th.
Succulent beef, gravy,
rose,
flavors.
Potatoes, Yorkshire pudding, pigs in blankets.
Like, who doesn't like mashed potatoes? Well, your new boyfriend doesn't.
Oh.
And it's Christmas Day. His mother is you know, slogging over the oven.
Mm. Over the cast iron.
Over the cast iron skillet. You know.
Skillet.
You know, she's fluffing those potatoes like nobody's business, okay?
She's putting duck fat in there and all sorts.
And then she's gone, Brian, get your nuggets out. Yeah, this is a 32-year-old man.
Catch up, Brian.
I've also got you some mayo if you fancy it. And that's at his end of the table. He's had to get out his own nuggets that his own mother has prepared for him. Where meanwhile everyone else
no.
is enjoying the beautiful flavours of the traditional roast dinner that we have here in England.
I think that's an ick for me.
Me too. I think it's
a roast is an important part of a Sunday dish. Yorkshire's stuffing,
it
gravy.
Is.
I want the works. And I can't take you seriously if you've just got nuggets
also,
on your plate.
A roast dinner, a Sunday lunch every Sunday. That's a love language for me.
That should be a tradition in our family,
yes.
You know? And here you are letting the side down.
And now I'm scared to have your children, to be honest.
Because you're going to inflict these bad habits
because
on
I'm
them.
I'm going to have three children.
I can't be having picky eaters.
No. No.
Soz from me.
Soz.
Okay, since it's your turn.
Okay.
We've had our dinner. We've had some wine, maybe some sherry.
It's Christmas Day.
It's the 25th, sherry. It's Christmas Day. Bit of, you know, we've had some Bucks Fizz. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been getting a little bit tipsy throughout the day. And it's time for the board games. Mm-hmm.
someone suggested, but you know, what about we get the Monopoly out, but a Cluedo?
We could be out of this for hours.
Okay. And you come to learn quite quickly that Brian's pretty competitive with the board games, okay? Table board games start getting flipped, pieces are going everywhere. He's fuming that he's not winning. How does that sit with you?
It makes me feel sick.
Pretty competitive when it comes to the board games.
If he was flipping the boards, throwing pieces at people's heads, you know,
getting quite angry. You know, someone always gets angry at the Christmas games.
If I see that vein pop, or the
it's
eyes
coming through,
start to tear,
or the cheeks blush.
Yes, the red ears, the red necks, you know, out of pure anger, it's a sauce.
It's a sauce.
That is not sexy.
Or is he passionate, you know, about his, you know, about his games and his workmanship?
Also, you've got to let me win.
True.
So the fact that you know, I need to be winning here. You love me. You know, I'm your, you know, let me win.
We're not here for a
I'm
bit
just
of...
just a girl. Let me win.
I'm just a girl. Sauce.
Okay, so we're going to have to get ourselves back on Bumble.
I guess. Baby. Okay, bringing it back to another Christmas Day dilemma. I agreed to go to both my boyfriend's family's Christmas and my own family's Christmas.
Now that's a pickle and a half.
She's double booked herself, hasn't she?
Yeah, double parked.
There's only 24 hours in this day. It's not a lot of time. A lot of people to visit.
Yeah, I mean, what? How much of daylight? We've got about 6 hours of daylight.
These days, yeah.
You know, so we've got three there. That's it. The day's done. It's bedtime.
Boxing Day, here we come.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a long-time listener from Australia.
Strella.
I never thought I'd be writing in.
They never do.
My boyfriend, who I will call Brian, and I have been dating for 2 years. We have had the occasional fight due to miscommunication, but otherwise have a very happy relationship.
This happens.
Back in August, his mum asked me if I will be going to their Christmas lunch.
Fucking hell, that's
of course,
early.
Because Australia Christmas is barbecue, put a shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah, of course.
They're not having no roast dinner,
no,
are they?
No, it's wintertime in August. It's their winter.
Yeah.
Summertime.
Their summertime is Christmas.
They must have, yeah, they have barbies.
Yeah, barbies. Cold food, salads.
Do they have gravy and stuff?
Don't think so, no.
Too hot for that, I guess. You're not craving that, are you, in the heat?
So in August.
Wait, also, so she's prepared. August.
She's prepared.
6 months ago. she's
locked
ahead.
You in early.
Yeah, she is. Because she thinks, I like this, Susan.
She
I want
come.
Her to come to my Christmas dinner. Mm.
Back in August, his mum asked me if I will be going to their Christmas lunch and will be involved in the Secret Santa. Mm-hmm. Without thinking, I agreed because they are both first responders and usually work Christmas Day.
Okay, nice.
Also, last year I spent Christmas in England with my family, so I wanted to see them this year.
Oh, wait, are you from the UK?
I think she
far
could be.
Home.
Oh, no, but she says she's from Australia.
Oh. Maybe they were just having a trip.
This will keep reading.
I mean, that would be a problem if your family was in the UK and there was in Australia. I don't think you'd get back in time.
I don't think you'd make it in the
day. No, I don't think.
On Monday this week, my auntie asked me if I was coming to Christmas lunch as she is hosting this year.
Okay.
I said that I will make it for dessert. Okay, so I think they are both in Australia. As I was having the main meal at Brian's.
Okay.
However, when I spoke to Brian about this, he was very unhappy.
I'm sorry, no.
As he said, I had agreed in August to spend the entire day with his family and that we can see my family at night. I told him that my extended family all usually leave by 4 or 5 p.m. as they live over an hour's drive away.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought doing a split lunch was a compromise so we both would get to see our extended families.
Yeah.
Brian pointed out that we'd missed dessert at both lunches as his Christmas lunch is an hour's drive from mine.
Oh.
Even so, I would still get to see my extended family briefly before they left. We've ended up having a huge fight over it last night and I'm so torn on what to do.
Shit.
My parents said it's my choice and they won't mind if I miss the lunch, but it is my extended family and grandparents that I'm most upset about not seeing. Of course, because you don't see those guys as regularly.
And
it's
also
like,
the grandparents.
You're only here for a couple hours.
And the grandparents as well. Like, it's special times.
It is. I feel that Brian is being selfish by not wanting to see my family as he did not come with me last year to see them. He saw his last Christmas.
Yes.
I know that I did agree to go to their lunch back in August.
Yeah.
But I still believe that going for dessert to my family Christmas is a fair compromise.
I really think that is so fair.
Also, I have already attended one of Brian's family Christmases
There is also another one planned for the 23rd, which I agreed to go to. Right, so
at his house.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
come
they're
on.
Having multiple Christmas occasions.
How can you can't be angry.
If I do spend all of Christmas Day with Brian's family, I will have gone to a total of 3 Christmas lunches this year with his family.
What?
And missed out on seeing on all of my extended.
Yeah.
I have suggested that we spend the day apart, but because I agreed to his family's Secret Santa, Brian said it would make me look bad as I would miss attending it.
Oh, why is he like really not trying to help the situation?
He's trying to make
you
feel
really
bad.
Difficult.
Please help, girls. We cannot come to an agreement. It's causing considerable strain on our relationship. Am I wrong for wanting to leave their shindig early? A very stressed listener.
No, I'm sorry. He's not helping the situation
he's
at
really
all.
He's really adding fuel. Well, you're going to look bad, you know, in front
Fuck
of everyone.
Off. And he's being difficult, like on purpose.
What are you talking about?
It's like, okay, I made a mistake. Yeah. I didn't realize I wouldn't be able to make it. Oh, my bad.
Never mind.
I can just either let your mother know. Helen,
so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I've double booked myself.
She'd probably be very understanding.
She wouldn't. Like,
she wouldn't mind.
As you know, my grandparents are very elderly.
I've got extended family coming.
Yeah, and I can't miss seeing them. Just fucking sue me.
Sue me. But I'll be here on the 23rd and 26th.
And if you want me here for breakfast, I will be.
I'll be here.
Like, and I can definitely have dinner here. Mm. I've just got to jet off and have a late dessert at my family.
Come on.
Oh, no, but I guess, yeah, your extended family's leaving at 4. So, okay, see them in the morning for breakfast.
Just have Christmas breakfast and get on out of there.
And you're having a fucking Christmas Day with them on the 23rd.
Yeah.
I don't like that from him. Like, ugh.
I don't know why he's trying to make
like,
you feel bad
listen,
for it.
Listen, it's a mistake and it's Christmas Day and this is meant to be fun.
And she asked me in August.
Like, let's just figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, my poor grandparents, I want to see them. Mm. Like,
that's
don't
the thing,
be
it's
so
supposed
difficult.
To be fun.
Yeah, like, don't
this
be
is why
so
it's
difficult.
Hard being in a couple this time of year. We're going there, we're going there. They're getting annoyed at you because you want to go there. You're getting annoyed at them because they want to go there. Yeah, a lot of politics. You're definitely not the only one. But I think in this instance, you stop negotiating. And
yeah.
you just say like, okay, Brian, so I've had a think about it.
Yeah.
I've spoke to my family and this is my plan. This is what I'm going to do.
Because also, I also have my own fucking life.
Yes.
And I have my own fucking family.
Yeah. Have my own fucking family.
No, but it's true though. Like,
yeah.
my world does not revolve around
you. Because you know what
you
could
you.
Do? Sleep at his the night before, the family home.
Yes.
Wake up in the morning with him.
Yes.
Christmas breakfast. Okay, kiss, 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 kiss. Bye-bye now.
Yes.
You can go to his. And then say to him, like, if you want to come to mine in the evening after you've wrapped up
yeah,
here, I'd love that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to just don't give him the option because I feel like he's trying to guilt trip you for some whatever reason. So just say, look, I've decided that I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Deal with it.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas. Like he's acting like you haven't got your own family.
Yeah.
Who you've known for your whole 25
longer than
years.
You've known him.
I've got a mother too, you know.
Yeah.
It's like
I've got commitments too.
It's like it doesn't revolve around you and your mum and your dad and your family.
No.
Like,
and I think like the fact that you live an hour away, you can split it. Like there are probably people listening that would love to do that. Like it's really tricky when you're in different cities because you can't split it then.
Yeah.
And you're quite fortunate that you live somewhat close by that you can split the day. So take advantage of that.
I just don't like how he's being
trying to make you feel
difficult.
Bad.
And like it's like
it's not the spirit.
Like it's not in the festive spirit, is it, Sophia?
But it's like surely you can appreciate that I'm in a bit of a tight spot here.
Yeah.
Loosen
like,
the reins,
you
please.
Know, it was in August that your mother asked me. Fucking hell. Relax. What is it?
Yeah.
Are you
I think
the
you can
police?
I think you just gotta tell him.
Didn't know
what
I was
you're
in a
doing.
Relationship with a policeman.
This is a very strict
relationship. Isn't it? This is a very strict relationship, isn't it, Stove? That's what I'd say.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. I think it's like things like this should be easily figure outable.
But it's quite
but
common.
It's, but it's yeah.
Super common, I think. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
It's because deep down, everyone wants to spend Christmas with their own family.
Yeah. So then they try and guilt trip you.
Try and guilt trip
you. It's easy. Yeah, I probably would do the same.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to see my mother.
Yeah. I saw
fucking
her
rude.
For the past 3 years.
Yeah.
What about the 4? Ho, ho, ho.
This will get you in the spirit. Christmas present or breakup.
Ooh, what a juxtaposition.
So we found ourselves here. So it's a 10-month situationship.
Okay. Long situationship.
That's a long old one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a year.
Yeah, we're pushing a year now.
Yeah, listen. It happens. You know?
We've been there, but it's rough.
As Santa Claus, I've seen a lot.
We've been through many lives,
yeah,
right?
I've seen a lot. So is it either, so I'm assuming here, I'm either getting him a Christmas breakup. Whoa.
Christmas present.
I'm either getting him a Christmas present or a fucking Christmas breakup. Yeah. Hey, girls.
Choose wisely.
Hey, girls, huge fan. Listen every Monday and Wednesday. Wow.
Oh, member of the group That's chat a real one. Here with us today.
Absolutely. I desperately need your help. I've been in a situationship for 10 whole months.
How did we get here, hey?
I know what you will say.
Absolutely, she knows what's coming.
The three-month rule, no more than 6 months, but I truly thought he was different. Wow, we got in your mind.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's mind control.
We've been there.
Yeah, it's mind control. Everything here with him has been absolutely amazing from the beginning. We met for the first time on Valentine's Day. Okay.
February. Jesus Christ. A long time.
Where he surprised me with flowers and chocolates. So that's crazy that a man who isn't ready for a relationship is still surprising women with flowers
on
and chocolates.
On Valentine's Day.
Can you believe that, Mrs. Klotz?
Can't quite believe that.
I've never experienced that in my life. So, you know, and he's not ready for a relationship. But he's bringing flowers and chocolates around on Valentine's Day. I can't quite believe that.
I mean, a 10-month
situationship.
That's actually
really, that shook the cobwebs off my shoulders.
That's a.
Did you hear me?
Mm.
I said it shook the cobwebs off my shoulders. Yeah. Is that the right saying?
Blew the cobwebs off, yeah.
Was that a right time to use that saying? Oh, that blew the cobwebs off my shoulders, that.
It's getting there. Yeah, bit of a red flag, a 10-month situationship. Obviously something's not aligning somewhere.
Yeah, well, is this love bombing?
We're starting
Sophia?
To coast.
No, but love bombing is that they want you to be their girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
So what in the world is this? This is a pickle.
This is a bit hot cold.
So we met for the first time on V-Day where he surprised with flowers and chocolates, and things have only been great since. Oh, Mrs. Claus.
Having a yawn.
But it's been a long old year. Don't worry about it.
It's been a busy year.
However, at the end of May, we briefly finished things. So February, March, April, May. Okay, so we're at about the 3-4 months.
Because you probably thought, what's going on here? Yeah. We're coasting.
Yeah. So at the end of the May, we briefly finished things because I wanted a relationship and he wasn't ready to commit.
Okay.
As he hadn't fully healed from his ex.
Bullshit.
We should not be going near this man with a barge pole.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm not fully healed from my ex. Oh no, that's scary. That's really scary.
Come again?
But yet you showed up with fucking flowers and chocolates. So that's not right.
Okay, so
it's
why did you
illusion.
Get back together?
It's giving illusionist. We gave each other space for a week. Oh, cool, blimey. We gave each other space for a week, but ultimately came back together as we couldn't not talk to each other. Okay, so there is something there then. He's become a huge part of my life. So you let this, so May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So another 7 months of him just being what?
Just one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah. Being able to go out on the weekend, pick anyone up.
Best
but have
of both
you
worlds.
To
text and call
and
meet
for
up
cuddles
with
and comfort.
Sunday sleepover.
The girlfriend experience
without buying the ticket.
Yeah, absolutely, Sophia. Yeah, he's become a huge part of my life. And in my head, I am in a relationship, but in his head, there's no thoughts.
Ooh,
oh, he said that
darling.
To you. He said... I've never heard Thea say darling in my entire 25 years. Wait, I'm 26.
Oh, darling.
Oh, that's incredible. It really... Oh, I just stabbed myself in the neck with that pin. It's in my fucking neck.
Took you a while to register.
Yeah, she said it with such conviction. Oh, darling. Oh, darling, darling.
Oh.
Sometimes you just need an old woman to comfort you, though. He's got all the wisdom of the world.
Why are you sad like that?
What do you mean?
Relax, sit back.
Sophia, it's growing uncomfortable. You know, would you believe it? Oh, I'm not the most comfortable God. I've ever been in my life.
It's like going into labour or something.
Yeah, I'm just... This is how men sit.
Oh,
men
God.
Sit wide.
Legs spread.
They need okay. room for the balls. Imagine we had something hanging from the middle of our fucking
that was fragile
legs.
And delicate.
I couldn't imagine if something swinging
I know, it's
there.
Not sticky. Stick it.
And they've got the audacity to sit there with their fucking stinky hand down there
put it
as
away.
Well.
Cross your legs. Okay, right. 10-month situationship. You dated for a couple months. You broke it off because you wanted a relationship. He didn't. But then after a week, you came back together. You got talking. And now 7 months later, you're here where you
started.
He's
got away with his fucking words, hasn't he? Because okay, I'm sure he said some nice things. So her last line there was, in his head, there's no thoughts.
Ouch.
So he's gotten way too comfortable with me acting like his fucking girlfriend.
Absolutely.
Without the label.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is beyond taking the piss at this point. The frustrating problem is that he has no thoughts at all about our situation.
What?
No, it's bullshit. He knows exactly what he's doing, doesn't he, Sophia?
Yeah, absolutely.
He knows exactly what he's
and
doing.
And he'll drop you whenever he wants.
Oh, whenever he wants, he'll say, oh, sorry, well, you're not my fucking girlfriend, are you?
Yeah, and I think we just call this quits now, don't you?
Yeah, you were never my girlfriend to begin with, remember that?
Yeah.
The audacity.
Your glasses have just gone a bit off center, Santa. There you go, much better.
I'll think about that. I was wondering why I couldn't see too clearly. Okay, the frustrating problem is that he has no thoughts at all about our situation. He's lying.
He's lying.
And continues as if it is normal. We surprise each other with presents.
What the fuck? What's going on?
And he treated me like a queen on my birthday in October. He has helped me when I was at my lowest, and I cannot imagine him not being there. What's his fucking problem? Sophia, what's his actual problem then?
Maybe he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, maybe he has a... Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good point. All his friends know about us, and I'm super close with his flatmate too. Everyone assumes we are more. But whenever asked, he says we are friends.
No, he does not.
That is the biggest slap in the face.
That's the biggest slap in the face.
What is his literal problem?
Are you joking?
No, you need to stand up for yourself now.
No, get
this
out.
This is not.
Get
you
out.
Need to let him know.
No, this is ridiculous.
No, this is. You need to.
We're
let him know.
We're just friends. How
no,
dare you say
that's
that?
That's rude. That's just
so
rude.
Mean as well. So mean.
That's just rude.
That's so mean. Right. Okay.
So last para. Christmas break is coming up and we will have basically a month off uni.
Thank God, get some space.
I know. I want someone to go on cute Winter Wonderland dates with, buy matching pajamas with, watch Christmas movies with. Mm. But I just feel like that can't happen because we aren't official.
Aww.
Do I get him a Christmas present?
No.
And try to do these cute wholesome dates with him?
No.
With the hope that he finally realizes... My poor girl, it's been 10 months.
It's been 10 months.
And he's still got the audacity to say, this is my
friend,
Sarah. How rude.
Sack him off.
Do I get him a Christmas present and try to do these cute, wholesome dates with him with the hope that he finally realizes we should be in a relationship?
No.
Or do I end things with him and start my new year afresh?
Yes.
Single in my 20s.
Yes.
Ready for whatever is meant for me.
Yes.
Any help is appreciated. You've answered your own question.
You shouldn't have to be like begging for someone to be in a relationship with you.
Never.
Like, you want a boyfriend who's gonna treat you like the queen that you are, who's gonna take you to Winter Wonderland, who's gonna go on these, who's gonna wear matching Christmas pajamas with you, and gonna plan all these cute
and
things.
And it's gonna let you know I love you and you're my girlfriend.
And won't let you question it and won't leave you waiting and waiting. Because at the end of the day, like, you should have just, in hindsight, you should have left when you first did, you know, when you called it quits, because
back in May,
it should have been the end of it. But naturally, we've all been there. We've gone back to that person because it's comfortable and it's familiar and they're willing.
Yeah.
And here you are. And I think
you don't want to go through that heartbreak.
You really owe it to yourself to try something new. You know what it's going to be like with this guy. You've experienced 10 months of it. It's not changing. I think you're waiting for him to, you know, see the light and ask you to be his girlfriend because you can see the potential that this could have. But in reality, you've got this guy who you're completely hung up on because your emotions are so invested. And he's one foot in and one
also,
foot out. Likes having
you
there. But when he meets someone who he actually wants to be his girlfriend, you'll be gone.
You'll be history.
You'll be tossed to the side like you meant nothing. And there's so many people out there that want to be,
with you. There are men out there who want to be with you and want you to be
and
their girlfriend.
And want relationships and want someone to have and spoil and look after and whatever. Like, You need to just escape. This guy is holding you back, and he's stopping you from finding the person who's coming next. Like, this, the new chapter can't start until you close the old one, and you need to close this old one so you can go into the new year.
Oh my God, what an incredible new year.
Clear-headed and away from this. I think it's a blessing that you're having a month off from uni. Yeah. I think this guy is taking you for granted. He's wasting your time. And I think you've got everything you were ever going to get out of it. And I think he doesn't...
He does not care enough.
He doesn't care
enough.
And you
need to realize, okay.
If he wanted to, he would. Exactly. If he wanted you to be his girlfriend, you would have been his girlfriend back in fucking March.
Back in fucking March.
It's December.
Exactly.
He's stringing you along. You're there on a silver plate. He knows that you are obsessed with him. And if he asked you to be his girlfriend, you'd say yes. And he's not attracted by that. He's like, oh, she's just there if I want her, but I'm not sure.
It's ridiculous.
He's a twat.
He needs to know. You need to take your power back.
Take the power back.
And he needs to know, oh, okay, I've just had a realization. This is not attractive to me.
No,
and
this is a massive turn off.
And I've just realized that this is not what I want. No. I'm leaving. No matter what, nothing you say now is going to change my mind.
It's going to reel me back
in. Even if you say, oh, I want to be a boyfriend. You know what? No, you took me for a fucking ride for 10 months.
Yeah,
and actually,
doesn't deserve it.
You don't deserve me now at this point. I finally realized.
Yeah.
And I want to go into this new year afresh.
Yeah.
I'm in my fucking 20s.
Yeah.
I'm hot and sexy.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at me.
I'm fucking gorgeous.
Sex on legs.
I'm gorgeous. So many men want me. I'm an eligible bachelorette. Mm. And you are holding me back with your stinky balls.
Holding you back.
Yeah. So.
You should definitely cut it off.
You should definitely.
You're
going to
have to be strong. Yeah. You need courage. You need to plan your speech. Because, be strong. Yeah. Be assertive. Don't leave it questioning up in the air. Say, I've decided that I'm done with this whole thing now. Yeah. I can't be bothered with it. I'm getting bored of it. Yeah. I can't be bothered.
I'm bored of it.
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I'm bored of this situation.
Yeah.
I feel like you're one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah.
I don't really care about this anymore. I want to start the new year afresh.
Yeah.
Like, don't reach out. This is done in my
eyes.
And
be prepared. He's going to have some great talk coming out.
Because he reeled you back in last time and he can do it again.
He's going to say some good things.
But your future self is just like begging you right now to
relying
end things
on
with
you.
This guy. It is. Your future self is counting on you right now.
To be strong.
Yeah.
Actions speak louder, than words. No matter what he says. He's never done anything.
No.
In 10 months. Okay, yeah.
Like, I appreciate that you guys have got a bond. You like him. You feel like you can trust him.
I appreciate you're sexually attracted.
There's a comfortability there. Completely get that. But he's saying, oh, just a friend, 10 months, blah, blah, blah.
That is rude.
He's taking you for a ride and you deserve so much more. And there's guys out there who, you'll have met them within a month, you'll be their girlfriend.
Right,
because they want to lock you down. They don't want you to go anywhere.
Exactly.
They want to show you. They want to prove it to you.
Exactly.
Like, not all guys are going to string you along like this. And he's strung you along for long enough. You've given him enough of your time.
Yeah. And
set yourself free, babe.
Just because he got you some nice presents in October.
Don't mean nothing in this world. Nothing in this
world. Does it?
Does it?
A nice present don't mean nothing.
We spend all year making them, poor elves.
Oh, we spend all year.
And these men just throw them around like they don't mean anything.
Exactly. Exactly, Mrs. Claus. Mm. You look beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. You look very handsome.
Right. Yeah. Fucking bullshit.
Don't let him ruin your Christmas.
No.
Enjoy your Christmas dinner without that on your shoulders.
You know already what the answer is and you know what the right decision is. It's just about doing it.
No one said it would be easy.
And this situationship will truly shape you for the rest of your life.
Oh, you'll reference back to this regularly.
Like, this has taught you so much this past year. This was like a shaping, you know,
it really
uni.
Was.
It was a shaping year. And I'm sorry it's happened, but I'm glad it's happened.
Because you'll never happen again.
It will never happen again. And it's a rite of passage.
It is.
It's
Everyone's got to go through it.
You've got to kiss the frogs. This is not your husband. Just realize that. This is not your husband.
On to the next.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, right. This is a right up Chintzia Street.
Oh, we've got... guys.
Look at this play on words this is. She's given us.
Novelist.
Or wordsmith. The winter I turned pretty.
God blimey. No, Jenny Han. She needs to write it set in winter. To be fair, though, it does go through winter, though. There is a time when it's snowing on the beach.
Oh.
Yeah.
So snowing actually, on the beach. Wow. What snowing. A sight to behold.
It was an incredible sight.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were in coats and scarves and frolicking in the snow
beautiful.
On the beach.
Does the snow then, yeah, I guess just melts in the sea
it
then,
it? Just melts
it?
Onto the sand. It's just like water. Because think, if it's like...
I didn't think it was possible to snow on the beach.
Yeah, because think. Think it was like, you know, like New Jersey. Or is it like the Hamptons? That's like right near New York. It's fucking freezing cold up there.
Oh.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, never thought about it like that.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so...
I think in England we've got beaches and it snows.
Of course. Just never thought it made it
to
the...
Yeah, it just, you know, it never connected.
Never put the two and two together.
Of course, it's fine.
The pathways didn't connect.
Yeah.
Okay, so the winter I turned pretty. So
okay.
I have been dating my boyfriend for almost 3 years.
Okay.
A lot of 3-year relationships we've had this episode, haven't we?
It's always the 3-year when something rocky kind of happens.
It's the 2-year.
Oh, I guess. Yes, actually.
2 year.
I cannot speak on experience. I never
2 hit
the year 3 years.
Is often the turning point.
Because the first year goes so quick.
So quick.
You blink and you're like, oh my God, happy 1 year.
Second year, like, you're still kind of in your honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
And then after the second year, it's like.
Then there's some realizations that start to happen.
Okay.
Because it's once you get settled in
the
truly.
The love glasses kind of come down a little bit.
You know, like you're truly in it now.
So. Everything is great. I love him. He's amazing. I can definitely see a future with him.
Okay.
Remember that for later on, folks.
I fucking will, yeah.
However, he has a younger brother.
No. Oh, God, this is literally it. Oh, my God.
And I honestly feel like I'm in the summer I turned pretty.
Well, listen, she can see a future with the younger brother and the older brother. And it's hard.
You're having the same last name either way.
Yeah. It doesn't really
same
matter.
In-laws, same either
in-laws
either way.
Just pick which one you
same
fancy more.
Same gene pool either way.
Just pick which one you fancy more.
His younger brother will frequently try and have banter with me, try and make me laugh. He always wants to play fight. And I always catch him staring at me.
Play fight? What the fuck?
I would say
is that inappropriate?
Play fight, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
like
a bit
wrestling.
Like touchy-touchy.
It is touchy-feely, yeah.
I would say it's innocent, but he also tries to make physical touch too during banter. Please note, his brother is a few years younger than my boyfriend and I.
Okay.
Recently, I found myself thinking about his brother and enjoying his company.
Stop it right now.
Whenever his vibe is off, I always overthink and worry that I've done something wrong. Like, for example,
the brother's vibe. Mm. You're worried about the brother's vibe. Wow.
Like, for example, I messaged him one time about something unrelated and he ignored the message, but I could see he was active and I was with him afterwards and seen him on his phone.
Oh.
This made me overthink and question, why wasn't he answering me? What have I done? Does he not like me anymore?
Shit.
I've noticed him. So you're very aware of how he perceives you. You want him to like you.
And it's like when you, like, if I was to message a guy I liked... And I was, it's that same,
why is, he's
it's
online,
that same feeling.
Why isn't he replying? I
but
thought I sent
was,
a good message, why isn't he replying?
Yeah, if it was just a mate, oh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, don't
like,
care.
Like you're not
you think about
you're
it.
Not thinking about it, no.
That's, yeah. I've noticed him trying to make conversation with me, asking me to watch a film, trying to get involved in card games or things that my boyfriend and I are doing.
Okay.
Sitting down next to me a lot in the house. My boyfriend's dad and my boyfriend have said to his brother, that's Brian's girlfriend, you know, not yours.
Stop it. Like a little bantery comment.
Or Brian will say, that's my girlfriend, not yours.
The dads.
The dad can see
the
all.
The dads can see.
The man of the house.
Yeah, he's not stupid.
I've also noticed once that my boyfriend's mum and dad were almost
supervising or checking in to see what we were doing, for lack of a better word, when my boyfriend's brother and I were just hanging out, chilling, watching TV.
I'm sorry, the parents.
The parents know.
They know. They're like, whoa, something's going
They've
on.
They've heard shit.
They know that he's got a soft yeah. spot for you or something.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, my mum and dad would be gossiping up
he
a storm.
He might have told them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit. It's a lot of conversations that happen in that house when you're not there,
yes,
you know?
Absolutely. A lot of talking about people.
This made me feel really anxious and weird.
Gosh.
My question is, do you think this is innocent and he's just trying to get to know me, have a relationship with me because I'm his brother's girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah.
Or do you think he's interested? I do find him attractive and he's got a great personality, but I would never cheat on my boyfriend.
Okay.
I guess I'm just curious about what's going on. Any help would be appreciated.
They all say they'll never cheat on their boyfriend.
And then
until,
there you are snogging at the Christmas dinner.
Until you have that kiss. Because I think Conrad and...
Belly
had a kiss. It was like, you know, it was a dim night. Couple
cozy,
drinks.
Candles lit. Mulled
deep
wine.
Deep conversation.
Sherry.
Looking into each other's eyes. Before you know it, lips are
bit
on
of
lips.
Turkey.
Lips are on lips. Mm. Before you know it. So you say that. And she kind of likes him, right?
You do kind of like
you
him.
You kind of
yeah,
like him. You kind of like him. You're feeling a bit funny about it. Oh, why hasn't he not replied? You kind of like
him. You kind of like him. But you don't want to admit it.
You've got to stop this now.
You've got to squash this.
You've got to stop
suppress,
this. Right?
Suppress, suppress, suppress.
The next thing you know, he's going to bring a new girlfriend, right?
You're
going to be
getting jealous.
You're going to be getting jealous of his new girlfriend.
So true.
And then here we go now in a big fat pickle.
But she said she wants to spend the rest of her life with this boy.
Okay, so you've got to shut this down right now. I appreciate, I'm trying to see how this can happen.
Yeah.
I appreciate he's similar to your boyfriend.
Yeah.
They've probably got the same eyes.
I don't doubt that his younger brother has probably got a bit of a crush on you. Like,
yeah.
You're his... To him, you're his older brother's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably really sexy. He's got a bit of a crush on you.
Yeah.
Like,
older
he
woman.
Wants to be like his older brother, you know.
Yeah.
Like, he probably likes that you give him attention and you hang out with him.
Yeah.
And I don't doubt that he's got a crush on you for sure.
But he's
but you like him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the mum and dad.
The mum and dad know what's going on for sure.
100%. Whatever happens in my house, I know everything.
I've got eyes everywhere.
House. I've got eyes in the back of my head. I've got eyes in my toes.
Mm.
Right?
In my fingers. No getting past me.
No.
Under this
roof.
See
everything.
So what do you do about that?
You've got to shut it down. At the end of the day, even if you and the brother were soulmates, how is this ever going to be
seamless?
It's not
going to happen, is it?
It's not going to happen. You know, it's not going to work.
It's not, unfortunately.
You know, you need to shut this down. You need to, you know,
stop fueling
know.
It. Stop fueling it.
Yeah. Like,
stop messaging.
Stop messaging. Like, this is a friend vibe.
Yeah.
That I appreciate. I want to have a good relationship with my brother-in-law. I really, really do. It's great.
But we don't need to be that close.
But we don't need to be play fight. We don't need to be playing Twister.
No.
Just the two of us.
No.
On a Friday night after
bodies
a bottle of
bending
wine.
Around each other.
No, in yoga pants. And him shirtless.
And your sports bra. It's not necessary.
No, it's not necessary.
No, you need to rein this in.
Yeah,
but I guess
bending in all sorts of positions
because
playing
the feelings,
Twister.
The feelings are there. You got to shut them down.
You, this cannot advance any further. If it does, listen, live your life.
Quits.
Live your life. This is your story.
Live your truth.
You know?
Mm.
Listen, we've seen it happen with The Sunrise Turned Pretty.
Mm.
It's a reality. You should probably watch the series.
Mm.
Watch the series with him.
Put
it on and he'll realise.
Oh my God,
I'm being deadly serious. Think, oh, Brian.
This could be a good watch.
Let's watch this tonight.
I've heard some
everyone's
good recommendations.
Everyone's eyes will open and realise nothing can happen here.
Mm-mm.
Okay, otherwise we'll end up like that.
Yeah.
A messy mess.
Good luck with that. Hopefully the brother gets a new crush.
Yes, hopefully he
and this
just,
crush of yours just kind of surpasses.
And I just hope that you don't get jealous of his new girlfriend.
Me
that's
too,
all I
because that's going to be
you.
Very telling.
Because that will be the true tell whether you're in love
you
with him or
need
not.
To check yourself and keep yourself in line.
Yeah.
Stop entertaining it so much. Stop being like, yeah, okay, let's watch a film.
Yeah, be like, no. Yeah. Be like, okay, well, shall we get your dad
let's
in
get,
here?
Let's get dad in here.
Yeah.
Where's Brian at?
Or
where's
at least,
your boyfriend at when you're watching films
yeah.
with his brother?
Where is he?
But it's a fine line because you want to keep it friendly, obviously, because this is your boyfriend's
well,
brother.
Well, yeah, because it's going to be so nice when you have kids. Like, you've got
yeah,
such a fun
course,
uncle.
Of
you know,
course.
It's fun uncle vibes.
Fun uncle, yeah.
But...
Keep that in check, girl.
But
why is last week to be asked about
but the play fighting.
Christmas dinner's going to be real messy,
unless
isn't
it just sees you as a true sister.
But it's the parents making comments.
It's the comments.
Like, they know what's going on, you know?
They absolutely do.
They'll be having a right gossip between themselves.
God. Right, Mrs. Claus, should we find ourselves a Christmas quote?
Should we find ourselves a Christmas quote?
I think so. What can we send ourselves off this Christmas with?
Yeah, let's...
To spread the festive cheer.
It truly is a magical time.
It really is, and I really do hope you're all having a wonderful Christmas.
I know. We hope you have a lovely Christmas day.
I hope you've sorted out the Christmas politics. I hope we're splitting
time evenly, doing all that.
I hope there's no fights on Christmas Day.
God, please, no Christmas arguing, please.
You know, listen, a couple sibling riff-raff.
Yeah,
it's
that's
normal.
Natural. That's bound to happen.
A few comments here and there. Listen, I'm guilty
comments.
Of throwing some of them out. Listen, sue me.
I hope we have chocolates at breakfast.
Me too. I hope your bellies are filled.
Enjoy your lovely traditions that you've told us about.
Yes, enjoy the curries, enjoy the Chineses on Christmas Eve. Enjoy getting drunk on Christmas Day. Enjoy getting drunk on Christmas Eve.
Let me find a Christmas quote.
Enjoy the no Yorkshire puddings for that no Yorkshire pudding family.
Oh gosh, yeah, enjoy that.
I support you. Enjoy opening your presents at 7 p.m. when I already open mine about 8 a.m. Enjoy it.
Listen, enjoy it, guys. Hang on in there.
Whatever floats your boat, I'm here to support. I mean, as the king of Christmas, you know, I can do nothing but support the Christmas
We're celebrating all year round, aren't we? We never stop.
Yeah, we have Christmas dinner every day, don't we?
This is literally what we live for.
All we eat. We eat candy canes for breakfast. Cookies for breakfast. Mince pies all year round. The elves
Christmas
are working
pudding.
Hard. Christmas bunny.
Pudding,
absolutely. I love raisins. Oh, I deleted Pinterest because I've got no storage. So this is all on you. Santa Claus hasn't got Pinterest. Oh, we should just quickly make our own little Christmas jingle. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus here together today.
They've been working hard all year.
Hard all year.
And they're here to slay the day.
Slay the day.
Stop. That was pretty good.
Candy canes and mistletoe all around the Christmas tree today.
It's December 25th. It's December 25th.
It's December 25th. Give and receive. Give and receiving is what we're about.
Giving and receiving is what we're about.
It's very easy to... If we actually took it seriously, we would be able to write a really good Christmas song. Hit us with a quote, Sophie.
This is Sophie. This is quite nice. It's more of a New Year's Eve quote for next week.
Here we go.
But, you know.
Thank you.
Whatever happened over this past year, be thankful for where it brought you. Where you are is where you're meant to be. Let's open our presents, eat some turkey, and have a lovely time. Okay?
Wow, that was just lovely. That was so nice.
Guys, we really do wish you a Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
We're back next Wednesday.
Of course.
You may be a bit confused on what day it is, you know, when we get
this
there.
Time.
But when we see you next, we'll have had Christmas, we'll have had Boxing Day.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, this is our last episode before the big day, isn't it?
Yes, before the big day. So we've got to
head back up to the North Pole. We've got jobs to do. Just last minute things to get done.
Last minute bits and bobs. It's all right. Nothing I can't handle, hey?
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you like our costumes if you're watching us on the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night, I guess.
To all a good night. And signing off, please. Thank you.
See you next Wednesday. Love ya.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.